First and foremost, a quick disclaimer. I am not employed by Ivanti. I am not an Ivanti consultant slash developer. In that sense, I am a freelancer specializing in Ivanti. And yes, I get referred to as an Ivanti consultant or Ivanti developer by my clients, but they know I am a freelancer. I have never been employed by Ivanti, probably never will be. I have been employed by Ivanti Business Partners, and I've subcontracted for them. And I've also trained Ivanti Business Partners in Canada, US, in Australia, New Zealand. I have 27 plus years of Ivanti experience going back to the Heat days, Heat for DOS, Heat for Windows, Heat ITSM, Ivanti Service Manager, Ivanti Asset Manager, Ivanti Neurons for ITAM, ITSM, ESM. And I've been around a long time. I've got 100 plus implementations worldwide. So again, I am an Ivanti freelancer and I am not employed by, affiliated with, or sponsored by Ivanti. So today's topic is, how many Ivanti consultants and developers do you need for your ITSM project? So Ivanti and ITSM and the product line of Ivanti has changed over the years. And surprisingly, the Ivanti professional services approach has also changed from in-house consultants, now outsourced, to Ivanti business partners, which is not always as obvious until you start working with some of the developers or consultants. There has been some hiring of consultants at Ivanti that are in-house and supporting sales more than anything, but they're quite junior. They still wave their certification around like it's a really big deal. And it's great that you got certified, but I've gotten certified more often than some of them have implementations. So, you know, they have a long ways to go if they want to still go back into the professional services game. And what I find with Ivanti projects is that they have a way of ballooning with just too many chefs in the kitchen. Arguably, too many sous chefs. More specifically, an account manager, a customer service manager, a project manager, a senior consultant, and then you've got junior consultants. I've seen governments that require less resources. And it just balloons the entire project, and it just takes a lot of extra time and effort, and a lot of these folks are quite junior. And it requires more coordination than you really need. It's kind of like, how many engineers does it take to screw in a light bulb, right? Nowadays, anyone with a couple implementations as well and only a couple years of experience considers themselves a senior consultant when they are really junior developers at best. Even senior consultants with 15 plus years of experience tend to be junior and have the same year of experience repeated 15 times, producing the same scope of work and the same cookie cutter basic configurations that come with a high price tag. So in my 27 plus years, 100 plus implementations with Ivanti ITSM in UK, Europe, Australia, New Zealand, Singapore, Canada, US, I can tell you exactly what you really need. One truly senior freelance consultant and one decision maker from your company. That's all you need. Arguably, you may need an Ivanti administrator, so someone in-house that's like the tech expert, but that's it. And the benefits of working with a senior freelance consultant like myself is you have less overhead, less status calls, less meetings, less chit-chat, and you have results, results, results. In fact, twice the results in half the time at a quarter of the budget. In fact, I'm so confident that I offer no results, no fee, money back guarantee. For more information on that, please sign up to my free ITSM discovery session and stay tuned for some exciting announcements in my next podcast.